we were able to draw tremendous attention to the problems of monopoly power and big tech and to build some momentum by passing a bipartisan suite of bills in the House Judiciary Committee, including my bill, the Ending Platform Monopolies Act, to break up corporations that are too big to care and too powerful to put people over profits. At this precise moment, when policymakers and the public are finally paying increased attention to the enormous role that big tech plays in our economy and in our society, different big tech interests want to internationally preempt the United States Congress's ability and other governments' ability to enact all sorts of measures addressing consumer privacy, data security, AI accountability, online discrimination, abuse of gig workers, and big tech monopolies killing smaller firms and abusing customers. Very proud, by the way, to have the bill to ban the government's use of facial recognition technology because of many of these issues that we're dealing with. The aim of these tech giants is to derail government oversight and policies that protect workers, consumers, and small businesses. Trade agreements then become a vehicle to quietly slip in what we're now calling so-called digital trade rules that help preserve that anti-competitive power. Dangerous provisions were already slipped into trade agreements during the Trump administration, but now there are interests that seek to lock in and expand those rules and apply them to a lot more countries via trade talks that are currently underway. For over a year, I've been working in partnership with Senator Elizabeth Warren and with other members of the House and the Senate to call out the revolving door between big tech and the Department of Commerce and the impact that this revolving door can have on global digital trade rules. So let me describe some of what the industry is proposing with those rules now, and what we, I think, need to do and organize around to ensure that we're preserving the policy space needed to put together appropriate regulations for big tech. And the three major areas I want to focus on are, first, AI accountability and online civil rights and civil liberties, second, consumer privacy, and third, anti-monopoly. So on the first one, we need to ensure that these trade agreements include no provisions that limit potential AI regulation. Again, just what was being spoken about, and that includes no special secrecy guarantees for AI companies' algorithms and source codes. Now, you've probably heard about artificial intelligence in the news recently. Maybe you've used ChatGPT. But there is already a pervasive use of AI in other forms called automated decision-making. There are systems that are using algorithms and very large data sets to automate decisions around criminal prosecution, around sentencing and bail, around loans and housing, around healthcare services, job applications, wages, promotions, and more. I want to be clear that this is not anti-AI. AI can be incredibly helpful in a wide range of areas, including scientific and medical research, environmental protection, and elsewhere. But recent experience has shown us that many of the algorithms that are used in AI and the huge data sets that they rely on actually replicate the very same forms of discrimination that we have been fighting against throughout society. Also, there's a question of what consumers know about when these algorithms are being used, because increasingly, consumers don't even know that the decisions that are being made that affect their health or their housing or any of these other services are done by an algorithm. And those algorithms have enormous assumptions built in that actually end up undermining the quality of care as well as equal protection under the law. We've seen this happening. You've heard one example of this. I want to point out another one that's being used. Another topic near and dear to my heart is around the privatization of Medicare that's happening and Medicare Advantage, private insurance companies that run Medicare Advantage using AI to kick seniors off of care that they rightly deserve because the algorithm has decided they can only stay in that care for 10 days or 12 days or whatever the average number is. but also in hiring practices, as I said, criminal justice applications, search engines, face recognition, provision of public services, self-driving cars, you name it, AI is probably there. So we can't hide our heads in the sand and pretend that this transformation doesn't exist. We need to wrap our arms around how to regulate properly, including around potential abuses that we may not even be able to predict sitting here in 2023. At the same time, recognizing the real potential for good, for innovative research that can solve health problems or be used for global mapping or environmental protection and much more. We also have to fight back against big tech interests that seek strict secrecy guarantees in our trade agreements that would impede governments from using the very tools that the AI experts worldwide recommend. Tools that are also promoted, by the way, in the White House's blueprint for an AI Bill of Rights. Things like pre-screening of AI and detailed documentation, which requires access to the detailed descriptions of algorithms and sometimes of the source code itself. This administration, the Biden administration's AI Bill of Rights, and numerous pending bills in Congress propose to counter AI abuses related to illegal police surveillance or denial of employment or credit or housing or violations of antitrust and other fair market policies, hour and wage and hour violations, invasions of worker privacy and rights to organize unions, and online self-preferencing and other monopoly abuses. Much of this in the White House Bill of Rights, AI Bill of Rights, if not all of it, would be forbidden under the digital trade rules that industry wants. So big tech's demands to insert AI secrecy guarantees in our trade deals would endanger government regulation as well as the public's understanding of how their data is actually being utilized, how your data is being utilized. And there's really no justification for the secrecy because trade rules already require that governments keep firms' confidential business information secret, the information that's submitted to a government for a regulatory process. The special additional secrecy rules that big tech is demanding would just make it hard to regulate AI moving forward. We also need to monitor carefully another potentially dangerous element of the big tech digital trade agenda regarding data flows and the location of computing facilities. And I know this sounds very wonky, and some of this is, as part of the challenge of getting the information out. But we need to rebalance these rules to protect our policy space around your privacy protection and data security. Obviously, a functioning internet requires the ability to transfer data, often across borders, but there are real concerns about authoritarian governments censoring platforms and pieces of information that they find inconvenient to their rule. But let's not kid ourselves. There are differences between public information that you find in a newspaper or a library and should easily be able to look up on the internet and personal information that you find in your private medical and banking records. Certain digital trade proposals would give companies absolute control over all that data, including the most sensitive personal information and also the most sensitive government and business information, like relating to the operation of water and electrical systems or nuclear power plants. So forbidding governments from regulating the flow of data or where it's stored would greatly undermine policies that are needed to protect consumer privacy and to ensure that data is kept, sensitive data is kept securely. Not all agreements on data flows and storage are necessarily bad, but there are plenty of legitimate reasons why we shouldn't give big tech carte blanche over where our personal information is shipped, processed, and stored. I believe, and this has been a hallmark of my time in Congress, that people deserve real control over where their personal information is shared. They should have a right to minimization of what your personal data, what pieces of your personal data is kept, or to be able to delete certain data, or to be able to get corrections to that data. And we can't be in a position where we allow trade agreements to undermine that work that we are still trying to do here in the United States, much less around the world. A third concern, and the last one I'll mention now, is our ability to promote fair competition and to safeguard against monopolies. Groups speaking out against big tech's digital trade proposals include labor unions, civil rights organizations, consumer advocates, faith communities, and other representatives of civil society. But small and medium-sized tech players are also speaking out because the biggest of the big tech giants are trying to hijack trade agreements in ways that not just undermine consumer privacy and AI accountability like we've spoken about, but also undermine antitrust and fair competition measures. The ways that trade agreements can do this is a little bit complicated, but essentially it revolves around using trade deals to label any laws and regulations that have a disproportionate impact on certain platforms or products or services over others as an illegal, discriminatory trade barrier that has to be eliminated, even if that disproportionate impact is just based on a company's market share or size. If some of these interests in big tech were to get their way, basically any policy that targets monopolies could become an illegal trade barrier. So we need to ensure that our trade rules enable fair competition and don't limit our ability to go after monopolies. I know our panelists are going to dive deeply into these and other areas. And so I'll just close by saying there is a way to fix things and to get this right. The president has said that he's committed to creating a new worker-centered trade policy. He has led a great all-of-government competition policy initiative. And in his 2023 State of the Union address, he called out big tech by name and declared that his administration would fight to ensure privacy and protect our kids from big tech abuses. And we have incredible champions in the administration like Nina Khan and Rohit Chopra, really doing the work of the agency to address some of these issues. The president's U.S. Trade Representative, Ambassador Catherine Tai, has called for a new way of doing things on digital trade to replace the old corporate rigged rules in Trump's USMCA. She wants rules that are supported by labor, by privacy advocates, by small business, and by others, but we need to help make that vision a reality. And one way we can get there, and the reason I'm here today, is because it really takes folks like you shining a light on this issue and helping to break it down for people so that more people understand how these trade agreements are being used. Because the hundreds of official industry trade advisors and big tech lobbyists in D.C., and Elizabeth Warren and I are working on a letter right now about some of these advisory committees that are set up that are stacked, really stacked with industry lobbyists instead of with regular folks that represent your interests and our constituents' interests. So the deck is rigged. It is stacked. It's on full tilt to allow some of these big corporate interests to commandeer these current trade talks with Asia, including in the Indo-Pacific Economic Partnership, or IPEC, as well as global talks, and to get these kind of big tech powers and rights locked in. I mentioned earlier my work challenging the revolving door between big tech firms and certain U.S. agencies in charge of pending trade negotiations. The more that groups like the Washington Fair Trade Coalition and others shine a spotlight on what big tech is up to in these pending trade negotiations, the harder a time they're going to have rigging the rules behind closed doors. But right now, it is a very secretive process for consumer advocates, for labor advocates, not for the big tech and corporate interests. So digital trade, in air quotes, is the one big tech and other corporate interests are pushing on the hardest right now, because it is harder to understand. I think the information is not as clearly out there. And whatever's decided in pending negotiations really could impact people right here in Seattle and around the world for decades to come. So I want to thank you all for being in the room. I want to thank the panel for their incredible work and the coalition for really shining a spotlight on this and keeping everyone's feet to the fire and helping to broaden the education of people around our country, here in the state and around our country. Thank you.